The Sunday Morning Linux Review with Mary Tomich, Tom Lawrence, and Tony Bemis as the Beaver.
And this is episode 213.
Fresh Looks. It's our Fresh Looks episode, and this Fresh Looks episode will be taking a look at Budgie Remix.
All right.
I know in previous episodes I'd been talking about Linux Mint, but when I sat down, I just realized that it'd probably be more interesting to people not to listen to my my journey to put Linux Mint on my system, but to take a look at something a little more, well, not unusual, but kind of brand new at least, because this was the first time that Budgie Remix appeared on DistroWatch.
All right.
So anyway, that's right. It made the DistroWatch front page this month with its first release. And yes, it is a derivative of Ubuntu, but it was sufficiently customized, in my humble opinion, that I felt it warranted a look. Now, it's named after the desktop environment it uses. So would I feel like flying the coop after I took a look at it? Or would I be tripping its praises? All right, let's find out. Well, let's go ahead and take a look at the vitals. Of course, the name is Budgie Remix. Now, it's the maintainer is actually a group of seven guys that that maintain this this distro. And its latest birthday, well, it was released on October 17th, 2016. So that was, what, about a couple weeks ago. And as I just noted, it's a derivative of Ubuntu. And the kernel it uses is 4.8.0-22. And the review desktop, if you haven't figured it out already, is Budgie. And just a little note about Budgie Desktop. It is part of the Solus project. And so they've gone ahead and kind of taken it and run with it as far as its own distro. So I went ahead and threw the ISO on a DVD just because it's easier. I know I could put it on a USB stick and run that way, but hey, you know, old habits die hard. It booted to the standard menu, the one that you see when you're in Ubuntu, whether it's a try Ubuntu or install. But Budgie Remix does the nice little touch of saying try Budgie Remix or install Budgie Remix. Which is, you know, I always appreciate that when they, even though they're a derivative of Ubuntu, that they go ahead and make those little subtle changes. So, of course, I try before I buy or install, and so Budgie Remix booted to an attractive desktop in the live environment. Now, there's a simple there was a simple panel across the top of the screen with the standard utilities, you know, notification icons, battery, power, etc. And then there was a Plank dock. Are you familiar with Plank dock? You know, the Plank dock.
No.
Should I say that again? The Plank dock. Anyway, it's a docker that will, well, at least in the case of Budgie Remix, is on the left side, and it just essentially holds some of the commonly used icons for the commonly used applications, as well as things that you have open. You know, think Apple's little dock at the bottom of their screen. It's kind of like that. But anyway, so it. As I said, it had the standard utilities. Let's see, it was affixed to the left side of the screen with the standard user programs you'd expect. There's a music player, photo viewer, mail, calendar. Well, wait a minute, not mail, calendar. Excuse me. That didn't sound right, did it? Mail, comma, calendar.
What kind of pictures are on a mail calendar, Mary?
I don't know, but it took me a long time to get through this review. Just kidding. But anyway, video player, browser, and an icon for the Budgie welcome screen, which I'll cover shortly. Now, the last desktop feature included was something called Raven, and this is part of the, you know, the Budgie project. Now, it's an applet notification and customization bar that slides out from the right side of the screen. Now, this tool displayed the calendar as well as some audio adjustment tools. The screen lock and power buttons were also included in that. So, you know, again, it was fairly, you know, pretty good so far. There was a digital clock widget that appeared in the middle of the top panel, away from the rest of the utility icons, because, you know, you guys think about it, usually your little clock is over on the right, or yeah, the right side. Well, this one was in the middle. Now, I'm one of those that, you know, once I get set in my ways, I kind of like things to be where I want to put them, so I was really expecting I was going to be able to move it. Well, you know, it was not as intuitive as I would have liked. As a matter of fact, I was never able to figure out how to move it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And right-clicking it produced no options for the configuration. And even after I installed Budgie Remix, my clock stayed smack dab in the middle of the top panel. So, you know, again, it's not a big deal at all. It's just one of those little preferences. I like to be able to, you know, and because I tend to come from a KDE environment where everything's configurable, even the configuration is configurable. it was just something I wanted to do, but, you know, again, just a preference. Now, on the left side of the top panel, there was a circular icon, and that was my entree to the application menu system. It was logically organized and stocked with the standard tools and programs, and a couple of surprises I'll talk about later. Now, let's take a look at the defaults that Budgie Remix has. Its browser is Firefox, and the Office suite is the venerable LibreOffice, and that includes, of course, Calc, Draw, Impress, Math, and Writer. So Base wasn't included, but that's fairly typical in the Linux distros that I take a look at. The mail client was Geary Mail. Now, that's a GNOME 3 app. Is it Geary or Geary? I'm not a GNOME, so I'm not certain, but you guys probably can figure out what was included. And then the file manager is Files.
How do you spell it?
G-E-A-R-Y. So when you take the Y off, I would say Gear.
Right.
So I would say Geary Mail.
Maybe.
So my apologies to GNOME fanatics out there.
And I'm sure everybody knows it.
Don't flame us. Yeah. Right. But anyway, although I did not try it, I'm sure it's a very capable email system. And then the file manager is Files, which, you know, again, some of this comes from the GNOME project because the toolkit was clearly GTK. Happily, my Broadcom chip was recognized. Thanks, Ubuntu. I easily connected to the interwebs. Now, earlier I mentioned the Budgie welcome screen. It automatically appears after I boot it to the live environment. It offers several options for getting to know Budgie Remix, as well as links to helpful, links to helpful community resources, for example, IRC chat, community forum, etc. Now, at the bottom of the welcome screen, there were some to the left. There were some icons to link to. There were some icons that were clustered. You could link to Facebook, Google+, Twitter, etc. And then there was the Install Now button, which beckoned me, and of course, I had to follow it. All right, now. I'm going to talk about the install process, but if you imagine Ubuntu with rebranding, you're going to pretty much figure it out.
Right.
I won't spend much time discussing the Budgie Remix install because it all it is a rebranded version of the Ubuntu install. Now, since I had network connectivity, I decided to automatically include the updates as well as third-party software as part of that process. Because if you recall, and I'm sure a lot of the major Linux distros offer those options, I just thought, yeah, I'll just get it all done while it's being installed.
Yeah.
I also allowed Budgie Remix to install across the entire disk, but I did check the partitioning tool. It's the same as Ubuntu's version, which I have used on numerous occasions with satisfactory results. So I was ready to roll. Now, after I responded to the time zone and that partition, and while there was nothing else to see here, please move along. I say that only because it went very smoothly. And kudos to the Budgie Remix team for updating the install utility to note Budgie Remix and not Ubuntu. You know, because that's one of my little nits. I like to see that. Because if you're going to spin out a distro based on Ubuntu, for God's sakes, take the time to take the time to make it look like yours. All right. Now let's talk about the installed environment. So after the install concluded, I rebooted to Budgie Remix. The welcome screen appeared and had changed slightly. The install button, of course, was replaced with two buttons, Software Center and Default Settings. The rest of the screen remained the same. A second screen, Update Information, also appeared telling me that extra data files had failed to download. Now, and actually one of them was the Flash plugin and installer, which was a little puzzling because I had, if you recall, I had requested that third party and also updates be applied during the install. So I wasn't really sure what was up with that, but resolving it seemed pretty easy. I just clicked the Run This Action Now button and supplied the needed credentials. Then the window just sat there. No install progress bar or any other indicator appeared to confirm I completed my task. Now, despite those missing visual cues, I later confirmed that Flash had indeed been installed. And it actually, when I was in the process of installing it or getting ready to do that, it said that the reason it hadn't installed is because I needed an active internet connection, which again is kind of odd because, as I mentioned earlier, when I was running live, I had one. So I'm not really sure what was up with it. But
Well, I bet your Wi-Fi connection, like the password you had to put in, didn't carry over from the live version into the installed version.
No, but when you're installing from the live version, so you're still
right.
You still have all the connectivity.
Yeah, in during the install, but then when you booted right into the installed version.
Yeah.
So it probably didn't transfer over.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. Yeah. But you know what was really interesting, Tony? When I tried to connect, nothing happened. Now, it wasn't until I clicked on connect to hidden Wi-Fi and supplied my, the SSID and the credentials, it was immediately connected. So I thought that was a little odd. Not a big deal because I knew how to get myself out of it, but just clicking on the icon itself in the typical fashion that you do without having to, go into quote-unquote the hidden Wi-Fi network, which actually wasn't hidden because it's set to broadcast. Yeah. Again, just a little nit, but it was pretty easily fixed by me.
All right.
Let's see. Next step is to customize the desktop. Now, Budgie Remix conveniently includes the following in the menu system. You've got Plank Preferences, which allows you to customize the location, size, and other visual attributes of the Plank dock. Now, I moved mine to the bottom center and made the background transparent so I could pretend it looked Apple-like.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding on that, but I did actually move it. I just wanted to see if I could move it and if it would hold the settings, and it did perfectly. It looked pretty good on the bottom of the screen. And then I ended up, instead of having it disappear, how you can set that to kind of hide, automatically hide? Mm-hmm. I don't like that. I like to have my tools there and available to me. So I changed that also. Don't I sound like a curmudgeon? Anyway, there's also a menu edit feature that allows the customization of the application menu. I took a look at it and was impressed with how nicely it was laid out. It was simple, but I could tell that it was very easy to go ahead and make the adjustments. And not only that, you can hide various menu categories if they didn't apply. So I definitely appreciated that. And then finally, there was something called settings. Now, that contains most of what you need. I was disappointed that there weren't more options for customizing icons and themes. What you have to do with that is you have to go back to the the welcome screen. From there, you've got an option to customize it. But I think it would have been helpful to have it in settings because I'm accustomed to that in KDE, and I think many other desktops, full-figured desktops, have that, have it set up that way. So that was, again, a little disappointed. let's see here. And those options, they weren't easily available. And I still could not find those clock settings. My clock was still in the middle of that upper panel. I opened the software update app, and interestingly, there were 72.6 megabytes of updates for me. But until I opened it, I had no idea that, in other words, I didn't see any notification indicating that there were updates. Again, I'm under the impression that these are automatically installed when I do my install.
Mm-hmm.
But
I bet it only grabs the Ubuntu updates. And then if these are ones related to Budgie Remix, then it has to install those separate.
That's an excellent point, Tony. It's an excellent point.
Thank you.
All right. Well, anyway, let's kind of move through here. So I did apply it, and but as I said, there was no indication that I had these. It wasn't because as part of my standard review process, I go in and take a look at updates and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. But despite that little glitch, I had no problem at all applying the updates. It was very straightforward and completed without issue. Now, the next area I checked were the software repositories. Budgie Remix has a standard Ubuntu repository list, but also has in a sources.list.d directory its own repositories. There's one set for the Budgie desktop customizations and another set for the themes. So it's all taken care of. And that's probably what happened when, as you just said, those ones in that separate directory were probably, separate.
Yeah. Or directory, you mean?
Yeah.
App source.
That's right. So let's see here. So that covers the updating. Now, installing the software, another thing I like to do, of course, is to kind of test install some software to see how that goes. And if you're guessing that it went without a problem, you'd be absolutely right.
All right.
I installed, it actually includes a fully stock software repository. Pretty impressed with it. I easily installed Pingus, but did not play it. Mm. Yeah, I was very disciplined. I'm normally an unruly, undisciplined person, but I was disciplined. Pinguslin because I wanted to get my review done, so I'd not play that game.
What is Pingus?
It's a game.
Okay.
And I didn't play it, so I have no idea. Well, there's like a little penguin involved, and I think he runs around.
All right.
People who have played it will know exactly what I'm talking about. The rest of us, you'll have to install it and try it.
Yeah.
All right. Now, as far as other interesting programs, there are a couple I saw that I thought was kind of interesting. What was installed, and I've never really seen this, was Zum Ad Sub FX. Are you familiar with that?
No.
Okay. Well, I've used it before because it's a fully featured open source software synthesizer capable of making countless numbers of instruments from common herd, and then from expensive hardware. The sounds are very interesting. I really like it. I was very surprised. And they had two versions. They had the jack version and then the ALSA version. So depending on what your configuration is, you are ready to go with Zumad Sub FX. So it's... I know it sounds odd, but I've used it and I really like it. So give it a look.
I'm glad it doesn't just support jack because that can be a pain to configure.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yes, I agree. Exactly. And I've used the ALSA version and that it works pretty good. And some of the sounds very synth pop, very, you know, pretty cool. The other thing that it had too, it had a little option for what's called startup applications. And from there, it's a tool actually that lets you easily identify which programs you want to start when you boot. I kind of like that because it was easy to get to. And what was set up by default was the Budgie Plank. So when Budgie boots, that the thing starts up. I was tempted to remove it just to see what would happen. Cooler thoughts in my head prevailed,
right?
And I shoved those little voices into the corner. But anyway, the other thing it had too was something called Maps, and I thought, I wonder what this is. And actually, what it is just simply an icon to start up OpenStreetMaps. So I opened it up, and sure enough, I was able to zero in on my street and look around a little bit.
Is that an application or is that a web page it goes to?
You know, I would not be the least bit surprised if it's one of those web apps. You know, where you set it up, it's a link. And you know, actually, I didn't even take a look to see, and that's my bad. But I should have.
Okay.
But I wouldn't be surprised if it is a link to the web page because that would make a lot of sense. But anyway, so Budgie Remix is well on the way to becoming a solid Linux distro. As I noted earlier, there are a few items that could benefit from a little extra care in feeding. But overall, I thought it was pretty good. So users who are looking for a nice clean desktop using the GTK Plus or 2 toolkit, I think we'll find Budgie Remix something to keep an eye on. So that, gentlemen, was my... Fresh
looks. It's a nice looking OS. So they, you know, that's really what's the UIs are really catching up. I always think of my early days when desktops were just so blocky and you could never convince anyone to use it because you're like, yeah, this just looks bad.
Yeah. You know, and I was looking through the website and they have a page on it that says opportunities. And their goal is to become a official Ubuntu distro. So they want to be Ubuntu Budgie.
Okay.
So if anybody out there knows how to help them in that process, then they are looking for somebody to come and help.
Well, we can just keep reviewing them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I was overall, I was impressed with it. Again, you know, the few little glitches I noted, but I kept in mind that this was its first official release. So those things kind of, you know, tend to happen. And and I'm sure that the development team will get those ironed out. But overall, I had positive experience with it.
Yeah. Cool.
All right. So that's it. That's it for Fresh Looks.
Well, thank you very much, Mary.
You're welcome.
So you've been listening to the Sunday Morning Linux Review. This was episode 213.
Fresh Looks, Budgie Remix.
This is Tony Bemis.
Mary Tomich.
And Tom Lawrence.
See you next time.
You've been listening to the Sunday Morning Linux Review. If you would like more information about this or other shows, go to smlr.us. Feel free to send comments to show@smlr.us or give us a call at 734-258-7009. I'm John Miller. If you don't like it, you can
bite my 8-bit metal ass. last bite were the wine.